thinking about on September 11th? What are you thinking about on September 11th, 2024? On this edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and your election headquarters with 55 days to go. What are you thinking about on this September 11th? I think when I woke up this morning, and I don't know about you guys, but whenever you do a late night broadcast like that, and a lot of the crew was up here till 1 o'clock or later, I was on air until about 12:30. You're drinking caffeine all day. I didn't really sleep much. So I'm scrolling through X and wrestling around in bed in my thoughts. Get a couple hours of sleep and wake up, listen to my headlines, read my headlines, and then kind of see the stuff and forget about the poll numbers and all that stuff. I still think Trump won 60-40, as I was saying last night, but I think it was actually a better victory than I think it was a more permanent victory than I thought. Last night, I thought it might be a bad idea for Trump to do a second debate. I felt differently this morning, and so I'll explain that. But every year, and we've been doing this show since 2017. In fact, we started in September, I think it was like September 17th, 2017. So guys, go ahead and get, you know, queue up for an anniversary coming up here. What is that, 7 years? Every year, September 11th comes and goes, and it's kind of the same story where I want to do like a September 11th centric show with a bunch of clips and stuff people haven't really seen. Sometimes I've even debated just airing the whole movie, documentary film, Loose Change, or going to the Zeitgeist film and cutting out like the, they do like a 40-minute review of September 11th and just playing that for people that haven't seen it. But then there's always news, and so we don't really do that. But we do have some September 11th clips that we're going to play because, you know, I think if you really have to boil it down, I mean, certainly for me, September 11th was the most game-changing event for the United States of America. You know, maybe there were some other things, if you're older than me, that happened that you might say were more important or more game-changing for the country. But for me, it was September 11th. And when you look at all the things, the way we reshaped the country and the spying and the surveillance and the never-ending war on terror and the trillions of dollars and now the inflation of the different holy wars in the Middle East and now in the West, really, it all kind of stems from 9/11. And so it's important at the very least we understand that we were lied to. And, you know, part of me just wants to kind of open up the phones and ask you how you feel about it today. And I remember for years people would try to tell me 9/11 was an inside job and we were lied to about it and everything else. And I would just discount it. Because, of course, if that was true, then the news would tell me. Then the media would tell me. Then my loving government would tell me. But see, then everybody kind of has their red pill moment. And you realize that, oh, the news, the media, the government all lie to me. And then it's like, oh, well, they lied about September 11th too. So I just wonder where people are at on that. And so we'll talk about some of the important details. We do have some other election news. We'll get some responses from last night's debate as well. We got a couple guests. We're going to go to Springfield, Ohio, where they claim that the geese are not being eaten, except they are. And we have the evidence and the eyewitnesses coming up.